Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY21 earnings conference call of Oil India Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and my apologies again for a delayed start. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all the participants and the management of Oil India, represented by Dr. P. Chandrasekaran, Director, Exploration and Development, Mr. Harish Madhav, Director, Finance, Mr. P. K. Goswami, Director, Operations. We request Mr. Harish Madhav to give a brief, and then we can open the house for Q&A. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Harish Madhav right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Varatharajan. Thanks for arranging this call. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We declared our financial results for Q4 and financial year 2021 yesterday, and we have circulated the results as well as the detailed financial analysis to all analysts and investors. Hope everybody has received that. Before we open up for the question answer, I'd just like to give a brief about the company's performance in last year and the results that we declared yesterday. On the production front, the crude oil and natural gas production both suffered last year, mainly because of the COVID and the Bacchanal blowout incident and the other related disturbances. The crude oil production in Q4 was down to around 7.72 MMT, and on annual basis, it was 2.96 million metric ton as compared to 3.13 million metric ton last year. On the natural gas front also, the production was for Q4, production has remained almost static at around 645,  649 MMSCM. But on annual basis, the production was down to 2,642 MMSCM as compared to 2,800 MMSCM last year. On the financial results, the first three quarters were really bad for Oil India Limited because of the very, very low level of crude oil prices and the additional expenditure on account of Bacchanal incident of about 380 crores. But Q4, because of the recovery in the crude prices, the performance has improved. For Q4, profit declared is around  848 crores, and for the annual level, we have declared a net profit of 1,741.59 crores as against 2,584 crores in the previous year. The EBITDA for Q4 was about 1,780 crores. Crude oil price realization, we all know that the previous year, because of the COVID impact, the crude price had internationally suffered a severe shock, and the average realization in the Q4, thanks to recovery of prices in fourth quarter, ultimately we realized around $44, $43.98 to be precise. And in the previous year, the average realization was $60.75 per barrel. So there was a drop of around $17 per barrel in the oil price realization. Similarly, in case of natural gas, also the price was lower from 3.46 average in 1920 to 2.09 average in 2020-21. The combined effect of these two price decreases is close to around 3,000 crore on the turnover and a significant quantum on the net profits. On the expenditure side, we have taken a write-off of about 850 crore towards various exploration which had gone dry, various wells which had gone dry, a total of about 850 crores, mainly in KG Basin project and the Mizoram wells. The Bagchan blowout, which happened in last year May, it was fully controlled by middle of November 2020. And we incurred a total cost of about 449 crore in management of this blowout operation, including the compensation that we had to pay as per the NGT order, as well as the various relief and rehabilitation operations which we undertook during that period. This additional expenditure of 449 crores we have reflected as an exceptional item in our accounts for March 2021. But in spite of all these challenges of COVID, Bagchan blowout, the company has in Q4 we have recovered significantly. As I just mentioned, we have reported a EBITDA of around 1754 crore in Q4. And in fact, the last year Q4 EBITDA was about 100 crore negative because the prices had started falling by end of February or March. So Q4 last year was really bad. In a major development, which also people are aware now, we have already intimated the stock exchanges. We acquired additional 54.16% equity stake in Numaligarh Refinery from Bharat Petroleum on 26 March 2021. We paid a total cash consideration of 8,676 crore. This has increased our equity stake in Numaligarh from 26% to 80.16% as on 31C-2021. This acquisition of 54% stake also includes 10.53% share that we have acquired on behalf of the government of Assam, which they intended to buy from BPCL, but because of the ongoing elections at that point of time, they could not do that. So we have purchased them, and during the current year, the government of Assam will buy these shares from Oil India Limited. So accordingly, the reflection of this transaction has been made in the accounts. In addition to our investment in the Numaligarh of 8,700 crore, we have also made capex investment of close to 4,600 crore in other E&P activities and infrastructure creation. During 2021, two of our major infrastructure projects, the secondary tank farm at Madhuban and a gas compressor station at Markham, in both in Assam, were dedicated to the nation by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi. Increasing the exploration acreage, we participated further in the OLP bidding round, round 5, and we have acquired 4 more blocks in that, which has increased our acreage by 13% during the year. One good thing I like to share with you, we feel it's a major achievement. The Oil India Limited, under the OLP rounds of bidding, we are the first company to start and complete the survey and other exploration activities. And we are also the first company to start survey and complete the activity in one of the this OLP about round one block. Company has been recognized by the Federation of Indian Petroleum Industry. And we have been awarded the Oil and Gas Exploration Company of the Year Award for 2021. Friends, we all know that country and everybody, every part of the country, people had a lot of suffering because of the COVID. And as our contribution to the society, we have been in the forefront of helping and assisting the state government and the central government in COVID management. Company is providing assistance under CSR initiatives for setting up several oxygen plants in hospitals, providing concentrators to governments, and a large-scale vaccination of all the employees, their families, and other related stakeholders. We have already incurred a amount of about 56 crore under the CSR initiative for COVID management in all these activities. And the last thing before I complete, our board has declared, recommended a dividend, final dividend of additional 1 rupee 50 paisa per share for 2021. This is in addition to the dividend of 3 rupees 50 paise that we paid in February 2021. We have, along with us, our Director of Exploration and Development, Dr. Chandrasekharan and Mr. T.K. Goswami, who is our Director of Operations. So, in case there is anything you wish to further add to this, whatever I have said, we can do that. After that, we can open up for the question and answer. D.D. sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Mr. Director of Finance, whatever he has covered almost everything, I would like to elaborate on one or two points. Our continued focus and the stress was in Northeast and Rajasthan, so we continue to focus on those new acreages in these basins. So we could win four blocks here, two each in Rajasthan and two in Rajasthan and two in Northeast Assam. So like what Mr. Director of Finance was telling, immediately within 1 month of the PEL, we started the seismic data acquisition and we have also completed in one block. So it is what I'm trying to tell is the planning is going on in the right direction, and we have almost covered the exploration acreages, the seismic data acquisition, but whatever this needs to be done is being done. We have almost covered the 96-97% of the total target. With this, the exploration campaign is going on in the proper way. And we were also successful in getting certain fields appraised. So one is the Lakwagaon, which showed the extension of the field, and then we could appraise it properly, and it was a good extension of the field. And this one, this field, and also Balimara, and also Bagja. So these fields, we are going ahead with certain fast track appraisal come development in the next 2 to 3 years. So the plans have been elaborately made, and the models have been made, and we are going ahead with the fast track development on this. And we have also made this year the success rate was 50% in exploration drilling, and we have also made a gas discovery Binjan in Assam. This year we could also maintain an RR of more than one, reserve replacement ratio, which is 1.16 this year. And so the 1P, 2P reserves are in a comfortable position. So this is the, in a nutshell, and as Mr. Harish Madhav, our Director of Finance, has told, so all our efforts have been recognized and we have been awarded the Best Exploration Company of the Year during 2021. Any particular thing I'll be willing to take. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer. Question and answer session.
Yes, I think we can.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Singh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Good afternoon. Two, three questions. One was, I think the reserve replacement ratio was mentioned of 1.16. Can we get a sense in terms of absolute numbers? What has been the 1P and 2P reserve addition in this year?
I'll 1P was, I'll just give you the numbers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Prabal, I think you can continue with the second question. In the meantime, we can provide this information.
1P was 7.4126 million ton equivalent.
And sorry, how much was 7.4?
7.4126, 7.4, yeah, 7.4.
Okay. Yeah.
And 2P was 6.03.
Is it possible to share what is the total 1P and 2P as on date, sir?
Yeah. The total 1P would be 105.55.
Okay.
And the total 2P would be 190.84.
190.84.
Yes.
Okay, sir. That is very helpful. The second question was a broader one. In the before the Baljan fire incident, I remember that the guidance was that Baljan would be one of the more promising new areas that was in our portfolio, and it would be one of the key drivers for production growth. So my question was, now that the damage has been contained and work has started as before, I presume, do we still maintain that level of optimism? And are there some more regulatory compliances that we will need to do in order to get more permissions going ahead for further drilling and development, since I believe it does, become has a part of it as a protected forest area? That was the broader question, though.
Okay. So the focus on Baljan is even more optimistic than what I think I recall this sort of a question last time also. So, in fact, as I told you, the appraisal of the area has been quite promising and quite encouraging. And our efforts would be, like, as I told you earlier also, our focus is basically, while we would continue to do the development and UR in all the mature fields, there are 4 or 5 thrust areas which we are targeting. Chief among them is Baljan. And so we have also got an extension of some oil leg. So I won't go into the details, but my point is that Baljan is, in fact, promising, more promising than what we had envisaged earlier, number one. Number two is your question of about the regulatory, regulations from the government or the national park, whatever.
From the environment side, sir, on a broad level.
So we have been given permission to go ahead and drill extended reach wells. Okay. So what we would be doing is we will not be entering any eco-sensitive area. We will not be placing our rig anywhere there. And we would be following all the guidelines of maintaining the distance from the boundary. So we would be drilling only an extended reach drilling, which would be beneath the surface. And so we have already identified the locations, and we would be going ahead with those sort of drilling program in the next 2 to 3 years. And so we are taking care of all those things, and we are not the intention is not at all to enter any eco-sensitive areas. These we have already got the approvals from the government. So we will be doing only limited to only that.
Great. So one final question.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, sir, just one final question, if I may. Near-term guidance for FY22 oil and gas production or FY23, anything can be shared right now? Any targets which we might have set or submitted?
Prabal, as you know, the target fixation is basically when we declare the final targets is based on the MOUs that is finally signed. But
right.
For 2021 MOU numbers, I don't recollect exactly. But as per the plan, Director Exploration just now mentioned, so as per that plan, in 2021-22, the crude oil production, I think we are going to target at around 3.05 million metric ton, and natural gas around 3.1 or 3.2 BCM.
Okay, that is very aggressive, sir. That is good to know. Thank you, sir. I'll come back if I have more questions. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. First question is a bookkeeping one. So if you can give us some CapEx guidance for FY22 and 23, and preferably if you'll be able to break it up in the subjects, like, you know, how much we're going to spend in survey and exploratory and development drilling and so on and so forth. So that would be my first question.
Could you repeat? I'm sorry.
Sir, I'm taking this question, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Nitin, our total capex plan for this year is around 4,100 crore, 4,108 if I correctly remember.
Right, sir.
And this includes major this thing in survey and all those things. Breakup as will be, I think. The approved plan what we have as of in hand today, what we have planned is 4,100 crore.
Right.
And last year our survey expenditure was around 800 plus crore because OLP rounds what we discussed in the opening remarks, survey we had undertaken extensive survey in various OLP blocks. But
right.
Current year out of this the survey will be around 400 to 500 crores will be the survey expenditure out of the 4,100. And about 1,700 to 1,800 crores will be in the drilling operations. So total exploration will be anywhere close to around 2,400-2,500 crores. And then further capital equipment and the overseas acquisitions. The overseas means the investment in Mozambique.
Sure.
So that's how it is for 4,100.
And so, do we have, like, you know, any number for FY23 as well, which we have fixed as of now, or that is still open?
23 detailed plan is not there, but our investment will remain in this range around anywhere between 4,000 to 4,500 crore, depending on the activities.
Right. Sir, my second question is related to our crude oil production. So, from past, like, you know, couple of quarters, if we see the trajectory. The trajectory is of a decline in production. So I just wanted to understand that what is the company's outlook going ahead and which all fields we foresee, like, you know, are going to basically add to production and so if you can, like, you know, throw some light on that.
Harish sir,
you and Goswami sir can take the discussion.
I would request to Director of Operations. Before that, I'll just see, as you rightly said, almost most of the fields are old and they are mature. So we are going ahead with complete digital modeling of all these fields. So we are looking for unswept areas, the normal reservoir management principles, and we are identifying those areas where there is still some unswept oil, and we are also going on with certain EOR projects. So this is as far as the addressing the issues in mature fields.
Okay.
So, and also what we have some certain positive happenings which have had we had in the last couple of years is, like I said in response to your previous question, is we have got some good response, good developments in 3, 4, 5 fields. One is 4 fields are in Assam and Assam, Arunachal Pradesh. One is Barjan, Balimara, then Lakwagaon. Lakwagaon, we have had a nice appraisal done during 2021. And Balimara also, we have done appraisal. And Barjan, as I told you, the field, so I cannot say certain things now because they are not announced. But we have got some good, wells which have indicated. An extension or a very which is maintaining the positive which is not which can be developed in a nice manner. And so in the next 3 years, that is 21 22 22 23 23 24, we will have a very intensive drilling program of development and appraisal program in these areas. So yeah, and Kumchai in Arunachal Pradesh. This particular field, which we could not get the PML for more than 15 years, We got it in 2018, and then now after a lot of persuasions, the government has granted us till 2038. So this has granted us an opportunity to plan properly now. So the Kumsai field in Arunachal Pradesh and these three fields in Assam, and also Rajasthan, we have got Bagewala, which is a heavy oil field. So these fields, we can say that they are semi-virgin even now. So we are going ahead with certain intensive drilling program in these areas in the next 3 years. This, plus the management of the mature fields, will lead us to maintaining and enhancing the production slightly over the current levels in the next 3 to 4 years. So we are very hopeful that we will be able to maintain the current levels and plus add definitely something more than the current levels. So this is, and also there is a good opportunity and potential in gas. In gas, we got this year also we got a discovery, Binjan, and Barjan is a very prolific field. So direct operations would explain to you that we are going ahead with certain infrastructure projects for handling more gas per day. And so with that infrastructure also coming up in the next couple of years, the wells will be drilled, and we are very hopeful that the oil and gas production would be maintained and gas production would be enhanced substantially.
Right, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I think most of the things are nicely explained by Director Exploration and Development. One or two things I just like to add. One thing is that in mature fields, there are so many non-producing wells we do have now. So we are trying to reduce the number of non-producing wells and by some incorporating new technologies to its model for these wells, we'll be converting these to producing wells. That is one agenda we do have now for gaining production from the old, very old wells. So this is one thing. And as Director Exploration and Development has rightly said, that there are some bottlenecks in some areas for infrastructure. Those also we have taken up during the last few years. So some of the projects have been completed and some projects are to be completed within this year and next year. So with that, all those bottlenecks will be over. And Barjan, as sir has rightly said, Barjan is a very prolific field. We are developing Barjan as a 13 pipeline. We have started. That will be completed within 2 or 3 months. So with that, Barjan gas production will also go up, and there will be one field gas generation station also in Barjan. And two, three new infrastructure like in East Khagurizan, then Nadua, all those things are coming up. So with that production, everyone was thinking that production is going down, but we have all these plans ready to make it in a faster growth.
Great, sir. So basically, if I understood it right, what you're trying to do is you're trying to maintain your crude oil production and basically grow your gas production through infrastructure addition. And sir also highlighted about the appraisal program that you're going to undertake over next 3 years. So if the understanding is right, like, you know, next 3 years, we will be undertaking the appraisal sort of program, and development would, like, you know, be post that. So any reasonable incremented production would take about 3 to 4 years. Is that understanding correct, sir?
No, not exactly. So the appraisal of these fields has been completed to a large extent. So what we are now going ahead is only some out-of-field appraisal wells, but otherwise most of these would be development wells. So what will happen is, yes, but the wells do take some time to get drilled. And so it will take a couple of years, so 2 to 3 years. So what we look at this, we will maintain these production levels from the current year and slowly step it up in the next year, couple of years. So that's the stage.
Understood. Thank you so much. I'll get back and meet you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I have 3 questions. So first is on the cost and bookkeeping side. So if I look into your expenditure breakup, so there's been a lot of volatility since the last 3-4 years, even if we like consider annual numbers. So your provisions, which were earlier at around 400 to 500 crore range, I think in FY20 there was impairment and some overseas provision, but FY21 also has been around 1,000 crore. Of course, FY21 also had some adjustments. So going forward, how would the trend be like? And out of this provision, how much could be the recurring provision and how much would be non-recurring going ahead?
Abhi, provisions part.
Yeah.
See, last year, out of the total 1,800 crore provision which was there, it included an impairment provision of close to of over 1,200 crore.
Right. Right.
Overseas assets. So that right. leaves a normal provision range of say anywhere between 500 to 600 crore.
And
even
this
in
year?
The current year, that 1,000 crores what we are seeing. That again an impairment provision of about 100 crores has been taken for the Russian assets, where we have taken last year also on revaluation about 100 crores, the less than 61 Russia is there. An additional provision of a well in KG also has been taken for about 400 crores. So the normal range of provision, if we remove the exploration data for impairments, etc., it remains around 500-600 crores annually.
Right, and this time we have taken like impairment in many assets, especially overseas assets.
Assets like 61 Russia, which is 100 crore.
Yeah.
And the other, it is the Venezuela also we have taken an impairment of about 60 crores.
Okay, so going ahead, do we have any more risk of further impairments or? Right now we are done actually in terms of impairment and any kind of provisions. I mean from the existing assets, not the new ones.
Yes, from existing assets, see, we whatever 6-7 assets were there, see this license 61, we have taken a large provision already last year and current year. Even Oil India USA, the shale gas assets there also we have taken a significant provision last year. So I don't think there is any further scope of any further provision in these two assets. That leaves this Venezuela. That also Venezuela only investment was about 54-55 million, out of which 60 crores we have taken. So Venezuela also, I don't think there will be any major impairment coming up in future. Mozambique and Russia, other two, that Vancouver and TAS. These are the other two blocks. So as per the current indications, no impairment, but anyway, this depends, everything depends on the developments, how it happens, and so many factors which are considered in impairment testing. So if something comes up, we will have to provide, but apparently there is no indication that there will be any further impairments.
And nothing has been like decided on that Mozambique, I think insurgency and Total taking their staff out. So that thing
Mozambique
currently...
Mozambique is that is the current development, and there is a force majeure in place. So the indication is that things should be get resolved by within 6 months to 12, 6 months to 1 year time frame, and the project should be back this thing. But in any case, this factor of Mozambique, the recent development of insurgency and the force majeure, while doing the impairment testing, we have considered this adequately. And considering even 1 year force majeure, 2 years force majeure, no impairment has been worked out.
Okay. Thanks. And secondly, if I look into other expense heads, another one is the cost of support service and contract. So this has also fluctuated. It was used to be around 800-900 crore. Then it went up to 1100 crore. This year it has been 1400 crore. So was there any one-off or this has like, I mean, considering FY21 is a low oil price year, so the support contract cost going up, anything specific on that?
No, see, if you see the last year's figures also, this cost of support services contract cost was around 895 crores last
year.
This time it has increased to 1400 crores. One major element which comes into the contract services is the cost of surveys, G&G studies that we undertake. So as I mentioned in the beginning, also in the OLP block, this time we have undertaken extensive survey total expenditure on surveys, which used to be around 350 to 400 crores, this has increased to around 800 crore plus in current year 2021. So
okay.
Because of that, that about 500 crores additional cost is coming in this.
So this will continue for some time, or we are done largely?
Not necessarily. I think OLP major survey work has been done, but still around 500 crores annually survey we will continue.
500 crore annual survey we will continue.
Maybe for next 1 or 2 years till all the blocks are, this studies are done.
Okay, and another is insurance rent and all that has actually fallen significantly in FY21. It used to be around again on the 700 crore range. It has fallen to 220 crore. So anything on that? There has been some reverses, I guess, some negative numbers.
So I think that is basically because of the exchange rate variation. This also improves exchange rate gain or loss. Last year, because rupee had depreciated from about 69 to 74 rupees, there was a loss of about 500 crore. This time there is an exchange gain of 100 crores. So because of that only, this variation is visible.
Okay. And just one last question. So your dividend this time was high. This was because of NRL, right? Final dividend?
Yes, NRL and IOC. Yes, both.
NRL and IOC both. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidyadhar Gende from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. May I request Mr. Gende to please unmute themselves if muted from your handset?
Yeah, sorry. My first question is, if you could give us the breakup of your oil and gas 1P and 2P reserves.
I think, Vijay, in the first question, our director of exploration already gave that response, gave those who
I don't think he didn't give an oil and gas breakup. He gave the total.
You want oil and gas breakup?
Gas breakup, yeah.
If you don't mind, we'll provide you separately.
Sure, no problem.
I'll provide separately, that breakup.
No problem. So my next question is on the, what do you expect now on the gas pricing? There are some talk of some changes, but now with the global environment having changed, there will be some improvement in H2 this year, and next year is likely to be far better given the significant improvement in underlying gas prices. So do you think the formula will change, or we may stay the same formula? What appears to be the probability of any change on that front?
Vijay, just one thing is on the first thing, on the change in the formula, I think we all know that there was a committee formed by the government. Government had considered that prices are low, need a revision. Committee was formed. Committee has submitted its report to the government in December. It is under consideration. That's all I think we can say on this part, because it's a policy matter. I don't know when the government will decide, this year, next year, second half or whenever. But as far as the current formula is concerned, yes, the prices should start looking up, and second half we should have a little bit recovery at least the price.
Okay, thank you. That's it from me.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So what is the consolidated debt as on 31st March? Hello?
Yeah, it will be around 18,000 crore.
18,000 crore? Oh, that's a lot of debt considering the size of our profit pool. So...
Don't consider the size of profit also. We also have a big asset, NRL, in our core now. It's a big refinery which we have. So this 18,000 crore, when I say this includes about 6,300 crore on account of NRL.
Yeah, but not long ago you were cash rich, I think, cash plus 4-5 years ago, if I remember correctly.
Earlier we were cash rich, earning money from interest. Now we have invested it in the business now. So naturally, the major investments have happened in Russia assets,
Yeah, so all Russia, Mozambique, but none of these assets are going to give you return in near future, sir. So my question is, how do you bring down the debt?
I don't think your question is right. Russia is already paying us dividends. Almost 60% of the total investment, we have already recovered from dividends in Russia. So Russia 2 assets, which we acquired in 2016, they are regularly paying us dividends and good dividends. In 4 years' time, we have been able to recover about 60% of the investment. Mozambique, yes, Mozambique, there have been issues which were not anticipated. It is going into trouble once again. So once the asset recovers, I think it will start paying up. And Malikar investment, in any case, is going to give us continued good dividends and good investments. So we'll be able to liquidate this loan. Out of that 18,000 crore, what I just mentioned, about 2,000 crores we have already repaid, which we borrowed from Malikar's fairly short-term loan. And another about 2,000 crores we'll be able to liquidate within the current financial year, from as we anticipate our cash flows to be that much. So we'll be able to do that. So next 3 years time frame, I think Malikar loan should be fully liquidated. That will leave Russia and Mozambique. Mozambique, of course, when the production starts, as anticipated in 2024, then only the flow of funds will start.
And sir, 3 or 4 years down the line, how should we look at your total production, oil equivalent, I mean, oil and gas combined, which hovers around 525-550 currently?
DD sir, Chandrasekharan sir.
Yeah, see, roughly it is around 5.5-5.6 million ton equivalent for now. In all positive, it should reach anywhere about 7.2 million ton equivalent in the next 23-24.
By 23-24.
Yeah, yeah, by 23-24, max 24-25. We should cross 7.2 billion dollars.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question, Alicia. So, I just wanted to know, so there is a lot of positive momentum, it seems, around the, you know, some exploration success and whatever you can see in Bagchan. Very simplistically put, Oil India has seen over the last 10 years production, oil production fall by almost 25%, okay, last 9 years or so. And can we say that the number that we see, the annual average for this year, is that a clear bottom and there is going to be a significant rebound from here over the next couple of years or, you know, the coming three to five years?
Because you're talking about the production levels.
That's right. So oil production, which I think, you know, which kind of, you've fallen by 25% in the last 9 years or so. So I just wonder if this is really the floor and from here with all the success that you're seeing, and this should start looking up.
Yeah, sir, Harish sir.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. See, there are a lot of challenges, but as I am Director of Exploration and Development, as I have been telling in response to several earlier questions, see, there are some development activities which are being taken up in certain fields. So this should definitely take us up. At the same time, the mature fields will continue to decline. So we need to top it up and then add something, few barrels over and above. So we are very hopeful that this will happen. So as you rightly said, if I can borrow your words, yes, this should be the rock bottom. And so we have never gone below 3 million tons. This is the first time in several years now. That is due to several other reasons, other than reservoir also. So in the next couple of years or 2 to 3 years, this boundary management also is likely to be much better, number one. And then this Bagchan incident and other things we are likely to come out of it. I mean, we have already come out of it, but still there could be some minor hiccups here and there. So those would be addressed. The mature fields will continue to decline. So that, as Director of Operations was saying, we are going ahead with liquidating the old wells and then doing a lot of work over. And the development of certain still, I can call them semi-virgin, because whatever has been produced, there is still more potential, like in 3-4 fields, whatever it is. So this is the outlook which we have, and we are working towards.
Okay. And the other question is, so the debt number that you said, that was standalone or consolidated? What is standalone debt overall? You know, I was asking, so the debt number that you mentioned, that was standalone or that was consolidated? That was consolidated, right?
Standalone is about 15.
Okay. And this the other question that I had was, this particular year, I think we did touch upon this briefly, survey expenses went up significantly. So where do you see them settling down next year onwards?
Next year, we have, I think, total planned survey expenditure is around 450 crore. 450 okay. to 500 crore, that range.
Okay. So, I mean, this went up to about 850 crores this year, right?
Sorry?
This year, it was about 850 crores, right?
It was around 850 crores, yes.
Okay. That's it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Datta from Prabhudas Siladhar. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Abhishek.
Hello, sir. So, just wanted to know, like, can you just update on the Numaligarh CapEx program?
Numaligarh, in the refinery expansion program, which is approved as of now, it is 22,000 plus crore, and the project got approval I think last year, 2020 sometime, from the cabinet, and it's already activities have started, the work orders etc. are being issued, and by 24 I think the refinery is supposed to get completed. In the meantime, there is some talk of reconfiguration also, addition of some units, etc. So, the revised cost will be around 28,000 crore for the refinery. But this is subject to approval from the Government of India. So present approved cost is 22,000 crore.
And sir, just wanted to know, like, this excise benefit which you currently enjoy in Numaligarh, that will continue even post-expansion of to 9 million tons?
It will continue, yes.
Okay, and how do you plan to fund this revised 28,000 crores, whatever is what you are planning to?
This total investment cost is, debt equity ratio is 70 is to 30, so 30% will be the equity contribution. Out of that 30%, something will be from NRS internal resources, and the rest by the equity contribution by the partners. So based on 28,000 crore, basically our equity contribution will be about 3,500 crores.
How much, sir?
About 3,500 crores for all India for the 70% equity that we will be holding in NRL.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
We'll span over a period of 3 to 4 years on the project cycle.
So, yeah, this revised time capex will also include, will also delay the timeline project commissioning?
Yeah, I don't think so. Project timelines will remain same.
Okay. And by that time, the two pipelines will also be commissioned, which you plan to, for one for product and one for the crude oil?
Yes. Otherwise, the refinery extension project will not be completed, because crude oil sourcing has to be there and evacuation facilities. So that is the complete project. All crude oil pipeline, evacuation pipeline, everything.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Dhanyavaad, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, as you were alluding to the fact that a major part of the debt, not major, but a substantial part of the debt is attributable to the foreign assets also. How much is it for the Mozambique and Russia? Russia, I think so, you clarified 2,000 crore is what is still left, I mean, left as of after the dividend payout.
See, if our total standalone debt is about 15,000 crore, Russian debt figures into the consolidated reserves because that debt fundraising was at the subsidiary company level in Singapore. That is $500 million equivalent, say 33,500 crore. And the domestic debt, what we have about 15,000, this is 6,300 as of 31st March, 6,300 crore was for this Domanica refinery expansion, the investment. And the balance, entire thing is for this, say 15 minus 3, 9,000 crore is for Mozambique.
Didn't get that. You gave the breakup last fly, I missed it. If out of the 15,000 crore, 6,300 is towards...
Out of the total domestic standalone loan borrowing of 15,000 crore, 6,300 crore is for the Domanica investment and remaining around 8,700, 9,000 crore is for Mozambique.
Is for Mozambique. Okay, so Mozambique is there in the standalone. That is what. And sir, what is the asset size?
Mozambique and Namalika both are in the standalone, and Russia is in the subsidiary of Singapore.
Okay, sir. And what is the asset size? I mean, what are the equivalent oil and gas which will be anticipated once commercial production commence in Mozambique? Say 2 years down the line as the program is?
Mozambique production is not 2 years. It is, I think it will be somewhere in, as a plan, it is somewhere around 2023-24 only. And okay. I didn't get your question about the asset size. I didn't get what
Sir, I only want to understand what is the oil equivalent from the Mozambique asset. We have paid a substantial part in the acquisition. So when the oil starts flowing from the fields, what is the oil equivalent in the field as per the discovery or as per the investment when we made? The total oil equivalent that could be extracted over the life cycle of the oil field?
I think as per the Mozambique, if I correctly remember, the Mozambique total size of the reserve, it was estimated at about 75 BCM. So that is all the total project life cycle. Initial two trains which we are developing is for 6 million metric tons per annum capacity each train. So 12 million ton capacity production will start in 2023-24 as per the current plan. And then subsequently these trains will be expanded to another 5 or 6 trains. So total production ramp up will happen somewhere over time frame of maybe around 10 to 15 years. But initially to begin with, 23-24, 12 million ton production will come, out of which 4% share will be of Oil India.
Right, sir. And sir, as you told, the technological changes, we are moving away from the traditional ways. So, what are the benefits and in adopting these technological advancements, is the requirement for, say, seamless pipes and all which are currently used in exploration or do you see significant changes in the way the consumables will also change in the technological advancement which you spoke earlier?
DD sir, I think this you can take us, sir, this is about the exploration part.
Yeah, it's concerned. We have got a very, very good system in place. So we have also inducted a number of technologies in our areas. Like even this cyclic stream simulation which has been inducted in Rajasthan, that is the first of its kind in India, and that is also the first in the world. Like at that depth, around 1100 meters, we have successfully done the cyclic stream simulation in Rajasthan. That is the first in the world itself. So what we are doing is like in the exploration and the development and the production, this year we have also inducted the airborne gradiometry survey in the entire our acreages in northeast, where doing a regular seismic is not possible because of the logistics and the terrain and things like that. So what we are doing is we have it's an airborne gradimetric survey that we have already started and we are doing. And then we have also we have entered into a lot of work association with, say, for example, IIT Bombay and then Norway for the carbon capture and sequestration. So we are going ahead with that, and the UR also we are going ahead in both in the carbonated water and also the traditional the chemical UR. We have also inducted something called the passive seismic tomography. It is enough to say that we are abreast, and
yeah.
Then we are inducting as in the men. It's a fit for purpose thing. We are
I was looking at that your traditional ways. Seamless pipes was required for the exploration purpose. So is there any change in shift in demand due to this the new technological advancement, or the your requirement for the same remains the same? And what has been your annual requirement for this year and your projections going forward?
The requirement is to reduce the cost of production. So ultimately,
correct.
So when the gas price is less, so if you are not able to produce below the cost of below the price, it's not going to be economical. So what we are doing is, one is in the exploration front, another is also in the production, in enhancing the productivity per well. So this also is a bigger focus which we are doing. Like in gas wells, what we are doing is, I think the director of operations will tell about this. We are going ahead with changing the whole size of the tubings and the casings based on the productivity of the wells, and the per well productivity we are trying to enhance so that less number of wells are drilled for producing same amount or more amount of gas. So as far as the oil is concerned, we are going ahead with the UR and things like that. So maybe see, in these sort of technologies, when we induct, it is if you want me to give some quantification of the money which is being spent, it is normally around 200 to 300 to 400 crores, which in the overall thing may look optimal. But along with that, we are also inducting the data acquisition in the technology part. So this is what I would like.
The last point is about PSUs are investing a lot in the renewable segment. And also the government has preponed this ethanol blending program also. So anything on that front, sir, where we are making any further investment?
Harish sir, if you have the numbers like renewables.
Yeah, renewables, we have total capacity of 188 megawatt, 174 megawatt in wind energy and 14 megawatt in solar in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. And but of this, all investment took place started with 2011-12. Last 3-4 years, we have not added any more capacity. But coming to your question of ethanol thing, we are also considering setting up a grain-based ethanol plant of about 2,000 tons per day, 200 ton per day capacity, something like that, in Assam, state of Assam. But that is very elementary stages of studies, etc. But we are thinking of setting up a ethanol. That is the only thing as far as All India is concerned on the ethanol front.
And on the biogas plant, sir, anything on that? Anything
biogas,
in the
I don't think we are anticipating anything. We are planning anything.
Right, sir. Sir, I was looking in the other income component also, sir. We see a significant part of your profit. There is the other income for this quarter. What constitutes this 1,333 crore of other income, sir?
This includes a large part of it towards the dividends that we have received from Indian Oil Corporation and Numaligarh. Numaligarh, there was a significant increase in dividend. Because of this disinvestment thing, a large portion of their reserves, etc., they have distributed. So about 700 crore plus dividend we got from Numaligarh, and about 500 crore from Indian Oil Corporation.
Sorry to interrupt. May I request Mr. Kapoor to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the turn.
I can conclude. Just give me a... allow me to conclude, sir. May I conclude?
Yes, please.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, then out of your profit of 1210 crore, if we remove this other income part, we are before exception at a losses for this quarter also. That means the operational profits are not sufficient meeting the expenses.
Gentlemen, please tell me one thing. My investment in Numaligarh, is it for other income, for deposits, or it is for an operational income?
Sir,
investment in purely an operational income.
But sir, since revenue from operations... Yeah, yeah. Please.
Revenue from operations, my investment, this is how I basically develop my business. If I am acquiring a refinery, it's pretty much an operational income. Just because of accounting purpose, I have to classify it as other income. Does it make it, it is a miscellaneous income? It is very much an operational income.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manikanta from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for providing me the opportunity, sir. So I have three questions. One is, with respect to the mature fields that Chandrasekhar sir has mentioned that production is going to decline here. So if you can just quantify that, like with your EOR activities, also are we saying that the decline would be there and how much would be that? And without EOR activities, what could be the decline? That's my first question, sir.
Yes. See, EOR, as far as EOR is concerned, Oil India has been doing it during the last, say, over the last three decades. So okay, so there is a very regular thing called low salinity water injection. So that is to give a voidage. I mean, that is a method. And almost around 15% of our current oil is produced through that only. Okay, so now what we are doing is this sort of a system is being continued in all the fields wherever it is required. In addition, what we have done is we have carried out the screening of all our reservoirs, and then we have got it also screened by other institutes. And we are going ahead as with chemical UR, which will be unique to each reservoir. So that would have to be done at the, in the next 2 to 3 years, we would be completing the pilots in at least 2 to 3 reservoirs. So then it would be replicated in the total field. And what we hope is maybe around another 5 to 7 years, in the horizon of 7 to 10 years, around 10% of the total production would be through this process.
So if I understand it correctly, you are saying that with the chemical EOR, will be still be maintaining the production, or there will be reduction
let me try to explain it. See, in a normal manner, business as usual, every reservoir will decline and the production will decline. That is due to the decline in pressure, and there will be a that is normal with any reservoir. So what we try to do is we try to arrest this, and then we try to increase the recovery factor. So this can be done through several methods, which I don't think I would go into the details, but it is enough to say that there are several methods which we have already are implementing in our fields, which is one of the primary things is low salinity water injection, which is we have got an enormous infrastructure of water injection, which is a very low salinity. So that is one thing. Another thing is about chemical. The chemical also we had already inducted some a few years back, and now what we have done is we have again completely done the we are doing the digital model, seeing the sweet spots, and then planning. We need to drill wells and inject those chemicals in that part of the field. So this is a time consuming and the process. So that is why I said there will be a decline, and we are trying to arrest it through an enhanced oil recovery method, which worldwide, if you see, it's around 3% is the recovery which can be achieved through the production through EOR. We are hoping that it can be increased around 7%, which is 7 to 8%, which is a very, very positive number for us. Have I tried to answer your query?
Yes, sir, that makes it clear. Thank you. And my second question is with respect to a news article which talked about us re-entering the fuel retail business now that we have NRL refinery. Can you please throw some light there, sir? Are there any plans to enter the fuel retailing?
Not immediately, please. No plans immediate, but certainly it is an open area, and whenever time permits and the finances permit, the business opportunities are there, we will certainly like to do it, but there are no immediate plans.
Sure, sir. And the last question is, you mentioned that the debt, which was as of March 31, 2021, has already declined by 2,000 crores. Is that what you said,
yes,
sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sabnis from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have just one question. Last few years, the NRL dividend payout has been closer to 80%. Any thoughts on what is it going to be going forward?
Going forward, Abdul, NRL, because they have to invest in the expansion project, so certainly it will not be that high. Last year it was exceptionally high, but so far they were distributing high dividends because there were no major capex involved. But now since the capex is there, so dividend distribution certainly will come down. But they are also guided by the government guidelines on dividend distribution, so certain minimum dividend they will have to pay. So that depends on how much investments each year is coming up and how much profitability. Accordingly, it will be decided. But minimum 30% of the profit is the what is they are supposed to pay minimum.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as this was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Rituja. Sir, I had one last question, of course. We seem to be getting once in a while this news in the media talking about the government considering taking away some of the oil fields from ONGC and Oil India and probably auctioning it. So is there something which is afoot at this point in time? Should we be concerned?
I think this question is Director of Exploration, Dr. Chandrasekhar.
Sorry, it's not very clear. I'm sorry. Could you please repeat?
This is about the divestment or taking over of oil fields, nomination fields by the government and giving to other parties. That news, what is that?
I don't think we can make a comment on this. This is what is being, this was also told about by Honorable Chief Minister of Assam. So I don't think we can make any comment on this. But what we can definitely tell is, yes, if they are handed over, we would definitely, like to, because of our presence here for ages, we can handle it. That's not an issue, but we don't think we can make a comment on this. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks a lot, all the participants, and thanks a lot, management, for a very productive and very instructive session. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of oil management, my sister, thanks to you and Antique Broking for organizing this call. Thank you so much. I hope we have handled all the queries of the people. In case something is still remaining, they can approach us. We will give the responses through email or other ways also.
Thanks, Harishi.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.